Oh, Sybil, I won. I finally picked a winner. Sybil. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Friday is payday, and we're going on a cruise on Saturday. Yes, you won.
Yeah, man, you're the greatest. You are the greatest
you
of all
are.
Time.
You got the greatest
man,
picker of all
Man, you got it,
time.
Player.
Yes,
I didn't know you had it like
man,
that. Man,
wow. Tom Joyner. Woo!
Bow down.
Woo!
Bow down.
Woo!
The greatest of all time.
J. Anthony Brown, good morning.
He's the greatest.
Y'all can't be happy for somebody.
How does he see it?
I am. Through really rose-colored glasses.
Not since Karnak.
Man.
Okay.
I didn't see you wearing pink glasses,
wow,
but now I
man.
See that they
okay,
are.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
He can hypnotize people.
Hypnotize on Friday is
me
payday.
And Duke.
You and
well,
Duke.
Yeah, yeah, y'all can't take this from us.
The only Duke that you're with is John Wayne.
No, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, the dead cowboy. You call it whatever you want, but that team is like, we're not with
yeah, man,
you.
You're great. You're the best. You are.
I called it yesterday, and
yes,
then what do I get today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Somebody on Twitter said the jinx is over. I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
You want to go with that?
Yeah,
thank you.
It's all over with.
Thank you, somebody on Twitter, for recognizing.
Now look behind you, all them dead bodies you got behind you, man.
Man.
Sometimes it's sacrifice made for success. You have to make sacrifices to get ahead.
And you have more carnage behind you than Robert Durst.
Dang. Whoa. Kill more people than Cecil B. DeMille.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy the game?
I didn't even see it.
No, you didn't see it.
No, I didn't even see
probably,
it.
Probably ain't no, not, don't even know one Duke player. Name one.
No. No, I don't.
And the coach's name?
It's a big name.
Yeah.
That's not the print. That's not the issue.
The issue
only Duke
is,
he knows is for
the
your
issue
head.
Is,
you
I picked the winner.
You picked the winner.
Okay?
Picked the winner, man.
Thank you.
All right.
And then I get this.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Chief.
Man, you did it.
Okay.
Wow.
Dancing with the Stars. Patty's okay?
Patty did well.
Even before she began dancing last night, she was declared safe.
Who'd they send home?
They sent Michael Sam home.
Oh, they sent her home?
Jay.
That's no way to treat it.
Really?
That's no way to treat a lady.
Wow.
Nice ass and all, huh? Let's get on out of here. Let me hear it, player. I got to hear it.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Michael Sam!
Wow.
Your ass is a work of art!
So
but
evolved.
She going home.
Meanwhile, his boyfriend is at home saying, "Who's art? That's my work."
I need to know who art is.
Who is art?
Send the girl home. There's no way to treat a girl.
Okay.
Good night.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, she's gone home now. Huh? Is Pat? You said Patty's left, right?
Patty's left.
Safe. Yeah.
That's the last black person on
yes.
the show. Okay.
When you go through TSA, do you sometimes leave some change in the cup?
Yeah.
Men especially, more than women
because
you're changing your pocket.
The change in your pocket. How much money do you think they collected? Well, they reported $675,000.
That's reported.
That's reported.
In loose change last year.
Yeah.
And that's up from the year before when it was $638,000. And they reported $675,000.
Yeah.
Now, that's besides all the Skippy peanut butter, Preparation H, KY jelly, you know, stuff like that they take from you.
Watermelons.
Watermelons, yeah.
Yes, he has seen somebody try to go through TSA.
And they'll
take your watermelon. They took these two Asians people. They had Skippy peanut butter, like, oh, my God. They brought the Skippy. It's the Skippy.
And they took
it. Because they didn't have it. They took their damn Skippy. They're like, it's a peanut butter. I'm sorry, we got to take it.
Mm-hmm. But the one that got me was the guy you said they stopped. He had a huge tube of preparation age.
If it's that, because if it's over, 3 ounces, Sybil? Or 6 ounces?
It's 3 ounces.
Yeah, they take it. Now,
they do say, can I just squeeze out a little bit, right? This is a long trip. You don't understand.
You know they should have made an exception for the man's.
Can't do it, man. Can't do
it. Rules are rules.
You can't have but so many ounces of liquid. Now, this man obviously needed that preparation age.
That huge tube.
And it wouldn't even let him squeeze some out.
They wouldn't let him squeeze.
That was the problem.
They wouldn't let him squeeze some out and apply it first and then.
Really?
Hey. until you have sat on that man's pillow.
Like walking. First of all, he's not doing a lot of walking.
As soon as you sat on that man's pillow.
Let me have one of them security gloves. This won't take long.
Just turn your head. You can watch if you want to. All right. Sad story this morning.
Now it's sad.
Yeah.
Even sadder. That was pretty sad.
Yeah, that was sad.
This is really sad. A man in New Jersey, 100 years old, got into an argument with his 88-year-old wife.
Wow.
And while she was sleeping, he cut her with an axe, killed her.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the man, the 100-year-old man, killed himself in a murder-suicide in New Jersey.
Very sad.
That is so sad.
But from the time he killed her, Sybil, from the time he killed her and the time he killed himself, he had peace and quiet, which is what he wanted. Just had the place to himself.
They don't know what caused the deadly attack. And it remains under investigation.
What's to investigate? He's 100 years old.
He was.
Suffering from dementia. And his...
his 88-year-old wife.
What's to investigate?
Just a little peace and quiet. I know the cops are coming and I'm going to jail. But...
then when he heard the cops' cars coming...
cow! Ended it all. But he got what he wanted at the end of his life. And that's what life's all about, Sybil. Sometimes getting
this is what this is your determination of what life is all about.
He's like, listen, you hear that? Nothing. How old was she?
88.
Young, running her mouth. You know them youngins are.
Play probably had his remote control in his hand, too.
Watch a little Magnum P.I. before I get him out of here.
You know what? God and his infinite mercy and sense of humor. I hope this comes back to visit you.
Watch the Rifleman. Watch the Rifleman. I always wanted to watch the Rifleman.
Okay. You can't even know.
They don't know. They don't know what caused this man to kill his wife.
Nothing.
It remains under investigation.
There's a waste of money right there.
Murder-suicide. 100-year-old.
And now who's going to change his diapers?
He's gone.
Right. He ain't got a hit.
Yeah. He could eat sardines in peace.
Where? In jail?
No,
whatever
he's dead.
Whatever he wants to do.
He killed himself.
It's not much, just a little bit of peace.
Oh, he's going to some prison. He's gone. They're not going to meet again. Trust on that one.
All right. We have an in studio jam. Erica Campbell of Mary Mary.
We need that this morning after this conversation. We
need a little bit of Jesus.
We need a lot.
It's in the Red Velvet Cake Studios this morning.